Our scripture reading for this day, as we celebrate Memorial Day weekend and as we think about our role as we are faithful to our God through Christ, is from Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 through 10. I invite you to listen for the word of God to you. You were dead through the trespasses and sins in which you once lived, following the course of this world, following the ruler of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work among those who are disobedient. All of us once lived among them in the passions of our flesh, following the desires of flesh and senses. And we were by nature children of wrath like everyone else. But God, who is rich in mercy out of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead through our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved and raised up with him and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, so that in the ages to come he might show the immeasurable riches of his grace in kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not the result of works, so that no one may boast. For we are what he has made us, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand to be our way of life. May God bless this reading of his holy word to us this day. Amen. Please pray with me. O Lord, may the words of my mouth, the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. A couple of weeks ago, our daughter-in-law's parents passed along a book to Tom and me because they thought that we would like it. We saw this. We thought of you, they said. Naturally, as I looked at it, I thought, oh, I understand why it's a book of all these pictures of signs that have been seen in front of churches. Now, some of the signs have messages on them that are pretty clever. Others, a little bit of the groaning quality. Here's one. Church sign. Message on it. Don't think that God can use you with talents small and few. Remember that the mighty oak was once a nut like you. Okay. How about this? Somebody had some kind of genesis of an idea. Adam blamed Eve. Eve blamed the snake, and the snake didn't have a leg to stand on. There are two personal favorites of mine in this book. Two personal favorites. One is a successful message, you might say, that's put out there. The other, an utter fail. Okay, the successful one. Successful message. Come early to ensure a back seat. Okay, pretty good. The failed one, try our healing service. You can't get better. You have to think about these a little bit. They're not hard ones to understand. Okay, so this morning, what I would like for us to do, and in all seriousness here, is personally see ourselves as sort of church signs, getting our message out to the world. And I'm not talking about a church sign that you would see on the front lawn of Wilson Memorial Church, being an advertisement for what we offer or what we do. I am talking about bearing a message that really shows how we are living, how we are going, what's going on with us as we are seeking to be faithful. Better yet, you know those people that stand on the side of, say, 22 in all kinds of weather. They're wearing these sort of sandwich boards, and they're waving at the cars that are whizzing by. They're trying to get your attention because they want you to attend this blowout sale or a store that's liquidating everything. Well, we're kind of like an advertisement, walking around all the time in the world, sharing who we are and what is going on inside of us. We're always carrying that. And people read us, you know, whether we like it or not. People read us whether we're having a good day or a bad day, whether or not we're in a good mood or a bad mood, whether or not we are feeling happy or we are feeling like we just don't want to be with someone else. Not so much. Whatever the case, people are constantly reading the messages that we put out there. And it's a little sobering to think about that, I would say. So we're walking signboards in the world. Our scripture passage from Ephesians for this morning really identifies what should be the message on the signs that we are sharing with the world, on our signs that we are communicating to other people. You are now dead to old ways and alive to God through Christ. That's the message, clearly, simply, clear-cut communication. So our question for today is really a very, very big one. And we have to ask, is that how others see us, right? Is that how others see us? That we put aside the old, the unproductive ways, the ways of thinking and acting and believing and doing that really don't serve other people, and by and large, they don't serve us either. Are we carried into new ways of being alive through Christ? Is that how others see us? How do others see us that like we put aside or really 6 feet underground? All those things that are not constructive. Jealousies, hurts, resentments, bitterness, self-indulgence, prideful ways. As we read in Ephesians, you know, this is called desires of the flesh and senses. Desires of the flesh and senses. Are they put away in the way that Paul says the old is finished and gone? Everything has become fresh and new. I mean, if the Christian faith is going to mean anything at all for any of us, it means that we have held out before us expansive life in God. Expansive life in God that is ready to be received, ready to be shared. You are dead to old ways and alive to God through Christ. In the words of that great song from Fiddler on the Roof, I guess Fiddler on the Roof now is being performed in Yiddish. How interesting that would be. You have to have subtitles, but it would be, I think, a wonderful experience. Fiddler on the Roof is one of my all-time favorite musicals. We should be going around saying, to life, l'chaim, 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 to life. Each and every day, you know, toasting to the life and the goodness that God has brought to us that we are celebrating. We need to do that whether or not people see it, and if they don't see it in us, well, it's not going to be true to them, right? We need to do this, of course, no matter our circumstances, no matter whether or not we are discouraged. We have discouraging days. No matter whether we feel like we're up a creek without a paddle. That's just how it is. I love to go back to some of the classics sometimes and remember C.S. Lewis. C.S. Lewis wrote Mere Christianity. And it's wonderful to celebrate those classics from days gone by because there's so much truth in so much of what Lewis wrote. And he said this, and I just love it. He said, you know, people think that Christian morality is a kind of bargain in which God says, if you keep a lot of rules, I'll reward you. And if you don't, I'll do other things. I don't think that's the best way of looking at it, Lewis continues. I would rather say that every time you make a choice, you are turning a central part of you, the part that chooses, into a little something different than it was before. And taking your life as a whole with all your innumerable choices all your life long, you are slowly turning this central part of yourself either into a heaven creature that is in harmony with God and with other creatures and with itself, or else into one that is in a state of war and hatred with God and with its fellow creatures and with itself. To be one kind of creature is heaven. That is joy and peace and knowledge and power. To be the other means madness, horror, idiocy, rage, impotence, and eternal loneliness. Each of us, each moment is progressing to the one state or the other. You know, heaven in this way is about this life. Hell, in this way, is about this life. Let me say what I can in the words of Ephesians about what Lewis has said. Your life shows the choices that you make. Every day we can choose what we are dead to, what we are alive to. Let the clarity of your life reflect that you are alive to God and all that is good. Then there's no way that the message you put out there can be confusing or misinterpreted or misunderstood, right? Or muddled up. Speaking a little still about signs, I got an email from someone who sent me, you know, these signs that can be easily misinterpreted. There was one in a clothing store. Wonderful bargains for men with 16 or 17 necks. That would be interesting to see. How about a dry cleaners? 38 years on the same spot. Now, Roberta, you're going to like this one. There was one in a bank that had a mortgage officer. Ask us about our plans for owning your home. Outside of a country barn, we buy junk and sell antiques. Very good. And then, of course, my all-time personal favorite, you know, is the one that was seen in a cemetery. Persons are prohibited from picking flowers from any but their own graves. There you go. So we are, in effect, walking signboards all the time, day in and day out. And let's make sure there is clarity about the message that we put out there, so that it's not muddled and that clear message to needs to be that all the garbage stuff is dead and buried, all those things that get in the way of our relationships, those things that get in the way of our happiness. And the message needs to be that we're all about life in God, the God of love and grace. Galatians, we read chapter 5 about the fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There you go. Again, message, clear, in a nutshell, out there. Wouldn't that be great if that was our mantra each day when we woke up? I'm going to be about love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Day in, day out, day in, day out, getting that into the fiber of our beings. The way of self-preoccupation, you might say that's the hellish way. That's not a news flash. That we know already. The way of being alive to God, that's the heavenly way. Look at, with me, the visual of the difference between these two ways. There's the old story of a holy person. And he goes to God and he says, I want to see what heaven and hell is like. And God says to him, okay, I'll show you. There are two doors you have to go through. Okay? Person goes through the first door. And what does he see? He sees a big round table in the center of the room. And in the middle of the table, there is this wonderful pot of delicious smelling soup. And then he sees everyone sitting around the table, but they don't look like they feel very well. They look famished. They look tired. They look like they're miserable and they're suffering. And each of them has a long spoon with a long handle. And the handle of the spoon is actually longer than their arm. And so what they can do is they can dip into the pot in the center of the table, but they cannot get that spoonful into their mouths. There is just no way. Here's a voice, this holy person, voice of God presumably, says, now you have seen hell. Go through the other door. Person goes through the other door. Sees the same setup, you know, a center table in the room, and then this pot of stew that is just steaming, and it smells delicious and wonderful. And he notices the people around the table all look nourished and full and happy, and they're laughing with one another, and they're enjoying themselves. And he also notices that they have those same spoons to use, the ones with the really long handle that are longer than their arms. Those spoons can reach into the center pot. He asks, well, what's the difference? The voice says, ah, those people are feeding each other. That is heaven. That is heaven. So what are we going to be about? You know, we get to decide on the scene, heaven or hell, that we are reflecting as the message that we give out to the world. That's our advertising. And it's a day-to-day thing. It's not once and done. May we pray for strength and for courage. And most of all, may we pray for resolve to stay on the path. Thanks be to God for God's word to us today. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, help us be heavenly creatures. Help us as we seek to be alive to you through Christ. And do so in a way that shows others with the message that we carry, the message that is clear and concise and not confusing or muddled. May we put aside and bury old ways that do not serve us or others and live for your love, your goodness, your faithfulness, your peace, which passes all understanding, and your grace. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.